News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, stabbed 17 times and dying on the operating table twice, one Donegal man wants to help his attacker, who's currently serving a sentence in Mountjoy Prison. With his shocking and amazing story, we're joined this morning by Letterkenny man Kristen Short. Kristen, just start by telling us, what exactly happened back in 2008?
What happened back in 2008 was basically the guy attacked me in an apartment and chopped me up with a knife, basically stabbed me 17 times, 4 in the neck, 3 in the chest, 4 in the back, 4 in the head, I believe was the placement all around the body. And yeah, I just was completely annihilated and then taken off to hospital for 2 life-saving operations down in Dublin. So it was a pretty graphic time of my life, all right.
You basically effectively died on the operating table.
Yeah, I died twice on the operating table, on both operations. There was one operation, it lasted roughly around 6 hours, I think, the first one, and then the second one was 5 hours. And the first one I died, the heart had stopped, and I went flatline, and then they used the defibrillator to bring me back. It was a tough battle to keep me alive.
Had you known the assailant before that?
Yeah. He was a friend of mine.
The incident, obviously, life changing in many ways. But did it kind of change your perspective on life?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for instance, you know, having died twice, and I seen my dead body, and then I came back. When I came back, something happened. There was a new drive. There was new senses enlightened. And ever since then, I've totally changed my life around from crime and drugs. And I've done many drug education campaigns around Ireland. And I went to schools and prisons and talked to children and prisoners about the ill effects of drugs and crime and alcohol and that type of thing. So basically, yeah, I mean, you just look at life differently. And then since my daughter was born in 2012, she's 6 now, I've totally enveloped myself into loving her and making sure that her childhood is as pleasurable as possible. You know what I mean? So yeah, definitely there was a life changing aspect.
I'm not in any way underestimating or playing down what you went through, because it was a horrific ordeal. As you say, you almost lost your life. Yeah. But you're saying you are a better person because of it? Is that a fair description?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wasn't the most nice person up until that point. There's been a marked change in my attitude in life.
Kenneth Bro was only convicted in the last number of weeks for this attack on you. And I know there was a number of trials and so on before that. But how did you feel when word came through that he had been convicted?
Well, I was there for the trial in May, so I had to go into the witness box for 2 days.
Of course,
to give my testimony. And then he was sentenced on my birthday this year, on the 19th of December, which was pretty ironic to be sentenced on my birthday. He got 15 years, 10 for the stabbing, and then 5 for the GB hitch on my body afterwards, but they both run concurrently, so he'll do the 10 years in prison for the stabbing. How did I feel? I mean, it's been 10 years since he did it. He's since apologized to me. I just knew it was coming, the whole 10 years. I mean, I knew this was coming. And some people say to me, do you feel great and this type of thing? I say, well, I don't really know what way to look at it, because it's sorrow for one man. So I can't celebrate the sorrow of a man, no matter what he's done in life.
You're ready and willing to forgive him.
Yeah, I have forgiven him, yeah.
He wrote you, it is a pretty extraordinary letter. Just give us a flavour of what he said to you in the letter. He asked for your forgiveness in that letter.
Yeah, basically he just said that he was in a very bad place at the time with depression and taking medication and stuff, psychiatric medication, and that he apologised wholeheartedly to me and to my family for the damage that he caused. And I can't look at something like that and go, well, I'm not accepting that. Absolutely not. I'm going to condemn you all the way to my own death. No, I can't look at it like that. So I have forgiven him, and I will visit him in prison and give him my own letter.
Will you go and meet him in prison?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to hand deliver him my letter. I'll just hand deliver it myself to make sure that he gets it. That's the kind of way I roll in life, you know what I mean?
And if this isn't too personal a question, what do you think you will say to Kenneth when you meet him?
I don't really plan things ahead like that. I don't really, because it's such a big kind of thing to be doing, I can run over the scenarios inside my head and think, well, what am I going to say and what way am I going to act and stuff. I just wait until I'm in the moment and then I just act accordingly and say what comes to my mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an incredibly, I mean, Christian is your Christian name,
yeah.
Your first name. It's an incredibly Christian attitude that you are taking towards Kenneth, and to be able to forgive him after the terrible thing he did to you.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just, you know, I do things to try and make my, to create a positive legacy for my future. I want my own kids to look at my life when it's gone and see their father as something that's worth looking up to and admiring, you know what I mean?
And life is good now for Christian Short?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, at the moment we're trying to secure investors for a TV show. I've already secured a Hollywood director team in Los Angeles who are ready and willing now to take on the TV show of me traveling the world with my daughter and salvaging drug addicts and criminals from the brink of their own destruction, you know what I mean? So that's what we're working towards now. Things that'll help, you know, keep me on the right path.
Okay, well, it's an extraordinary story, an amazing story, and thank you for taking the time to join us and tell us that story. Letterkenny man, Christian Short there.